Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Ashok Ojha with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates several development projects, including Namo Bharat Corridor between Saibabad and New Ashok Nagar in Delhi. Government says draft digital personal data protection rules aim to create robust framework for protecting digital personal data. Health Ministry says it is keeping close watch over spread of HMP virus in China, urges people not to be alarmed but take general precautions. 4 Maoists killed in encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh. And in Test cricket, Australia beat India by 6 wickets in final match, clinched Border Gavaskar Trophy 3-1. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees. He also inaugurated a 13-kilometer stretch of the Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor between Saibabad and New Ashok Nagar worth around 4,600 crore rupees. The Prime Minister undertook a ride on the Namo Bharat train from Saibabad RRTS station to New Ashok Nagar RRTS station and interacted with the school children. In addition, Mr. Modi inaugurated a 2.8-kilometer stretch between Janakpuri and Krishna Park of Delhi Metro Phase 4, worth around 1,200 crore rupees. The areas of West Delhi, such as Krishna Park, parts of Vikaspuri, Janakpuri and others, will benefit from this new route. Besides, PM Modi also laid the foundation stone of the 26.5-kilometer Rithala-Kundli section of Delhi Metro Phase 4, worth around 6,230 crore rupees. This corridor will connect Rithala in Delhi to Nathupur-Kundli in Haryana. He also laid the foundation stone for the new state-of-the-art building for the Central Ayurveda Research Institute at Rohini, New Delhi. The campus will provide state-of-the-art healthcare and medical infrastructure. The inauguration of the project will help enhance regional connectivity and ensure ease of travel for the people of Delhi. Later, addressing a rally at Japanese Park in Rohini, Mr. Modi said, "The next 25 years are crucial for the development of Delhi." He said, "These 25 years will see the country become a developed nation." The Prime Minister emphasized for developing Delhi as the national capital of Viksit Bharat.
अब आने वाले 25 साल भारत के भविष्य के लिए, दिल्ली के भविष्य के लिए बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है। ये 25 साल भारत को विकसित राष्ट्र बनते हुए देखेंगे। ये भारत को आधुनिकता के एक नए दौर से गुजरते हुए देखेंगे।
The government has said that the draft digital personal data protection rules aim to safeguard citizens' rights for the protection of their personal data. These rules seek to operationalize the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023, in line with India's commitment to create a robust framework for protecting digital personal data. It also addresses specific challenges like unauthorized commercial use of data, digital harms, and personal data breaches. The Centre earlier released the draft of Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw shared the draft rules for consultation and sought people's views. The comments on the draft rules can be submitted by 18th of February through the MyGov portal. The Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 received the assent of President Draupadi Murmu in August 2023. More from our correspondent.
The government has said that these rules are designed to empower citizens in a rapidly growing digital economy. They seek to protect citizens' rights in accordance with the DPDP Act while achieving the right balance between regulation and innovation. The rules also address specific challenges like unauthorized commercial use of data, digital harms, and personal data breaches. The rules empower citizens by giving them greater control over their data. Provisions for informed consent, the right to erasure and grievance redressal enhance trust in digital platforms. Recognizing the importance of citizen engagement, the government has also planned a comprehensive awareness campaign. These initiatives will educate citizens about their rights and responsibilities under the new framework, fostering a culture of data responsibility. The draft rules are a testament to India's commitment to ensuring protection of digital personal data of citizens while securing innovation-driven and inclusive growth. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Health Ministry has said that it is keeping a close watch over the spread of HMP virus in China during the past few weeks. The ministry said the number of laboratories testing for HMPV will be enhanced by ICMR and assured it will monitor trends of HMPV for the entire year. The ministry convened a joint monitoring group meeting under the chairmanship of the Director General of Health Services in New Delhi over the recent development. Dr. Atul Goyal, Director General of Health Services, reassured the public that there is nothing to be alarmed about the present situation, urging people to take general precautions. The Joint Monitoring Group observed that these viruses are already in circulation globally, including India. In view of the safety of the devotees in Mahakumbh, a large number of Jal Police personnel have been deployed in the Ganga and Yamuna rivers. These personnel have also been equipped with advanced equipment like underwater drones and sonar systems. Jal Police is monitoring each and every inch of Sangam. Here is a report.
Jal Police has so far deployed 2,500 personnel for the security of devotees. 3 Jal Police stations have been set up. Security is being monitored from the control room of Jal Police, while 17 Jal Police sub-control rooms have also been set up in the entire fair area. This manpower will be further increased before the start of the fair, and about 1,300 more Jal Police personnel will be deployed. Deep water barricading has been done in 8-kilometer area. 2 floating rescue stations have been set up, where personnel have been deployed to prevent any untoward incident. 4 water ambulances will be ready for emergency situations, which are capable of providing immediate relief. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Indian Railways will operate 13,000 trains during Mahakumbh Mela 2025 to cater to the massive influx of pilgrims. These include 10,000 regular trains and 3,000 special trains. These trains will be run over 50 days, including 2 to 3 additional days before and after the event. Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj is expected to draw a massive crowd of around 40 crore people, posing a significant challenge for crowd management. The Mahakumbh Mela is scheduled to take place from January 13 to February 26, 2025, at the confluence of the Ganges, Yamuna and Saraswati rivers in Prayagraj. The 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas PBD Convention 2025 will be held at Bhubaneswar in Odisha from 8th of this month. External Affairs Ministry said that the theme of this 3-day convention is Diaspora's contribution to a Viksit Bharat. A large number of Indian diaspora members from over 50 different countries have registered to participate in the PBD convention. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the PBD convention on 9th of this month. It will feature a virtual address by the chief guest, President of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over the valedictory session of the 18th PBD convention on 10th of January. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Chhattisgarh, at least 4 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today. A security personnel also became a martyr in the encounter. The security forces have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists. A large number of arms and ammunition, including AK-47 and self-loading rifles, were also recovered from the spot. Exchange of fire and search operation is still going on in the area. In Gujarat, 3 people were killed after a Coast Guard advanced light helicopter crashed at the air enclave of Porbandar Airport today. As per initial reports, the tragic incident happened during a routine training sortie. In Jammu and Kashmir, 4 persons were killed and 2 are missing after their vehicle skidded off the road, rolled down a hill, and fell into a river in Gwar Masu area of Padar Tehsil in Kishtwar district. District administration has started rescue operation, which was going on till the reports last came in. Union Minister and local MP Dr. Jitendra Singh has expressed deep sorrow over the tragic accident. He wrote on his X handle that he was in touch with the Deputy Commissioner Kishtwar and was receiving updates about the incident. More details are awaited. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall and snowfall over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh and Himachal Pradesh today. It has also predicted isolated rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and northwest Uttar Pradesh in the coming 2 days. IMD predicts a gradual rise in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest India over the next 3 days. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Met Department has predicted an active western disturbance, which will lead to heavy snowfall until Monday morning across most parts of Jammu and Kashmir, with moderate rainfall predicted over the plains of Jammu during the same period. In Uttarakhand, the weather is clear in most districts of the state today. Our correspondent reported that there is possibility of rain and snowfall in the high-altitude areas of the state, including Uttarkashi, for the next 36 years.
In view of the warning issued by the Met Department, all the district administrations have been instructed to remain on alert mode for the next 36 hours in view of the possibility of snowfall in Uttarkashi in higher altitude areas of the state. The department has also mentioned of the possibility of lightning at some places in Tehri, Pauri, Dehradun and Haridwar districts for tomorrow. At the same time, dense fog may prevail in Haridwar and Udham Singh Nagar today. Also, in view of the possibility of avalanches in higher altitude areas, tourists have been advised to stay at safe places. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will arrive in New Delhi today on a 2-day visit to India to hold talks with the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. The two leaders are expected to discuss a wide range of issues, including space, defense, and strategic technology cooperation to shared security priorities in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. During his visit, Mr. Sullivan will also meet External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar. French Navy's nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, Charles de Gaulle, arrived in Goa to participate in bilateral naval exercise, Varun. On arrival at Goa's Marmugao Port Trust jetty yesterday, the French carrier Strike Group received a ceremonial welcome from the Indian Navy band. The French carrier Strike Group, which includes the Rafael marine fighter aircraft, will take part in the 42nd annual bilateral exercise, Varun, with Indian Navy ships. In a social media post, Western Naval Command of the Indian Navy said that the purpose of the visit is to enhance interoperability, foster mutual understanding, and strengthen ties between the navies of India and France. In Test cricket, Australia defeated India by 6 wickets in the 5th and final Test match in Sydney and clinched the Border Gavaskar Trophy 3-1. Australia successfully chased down the target of 162 runs on day 3 today. Travis Head with 34 runs and the debutant Bo Webster with 39 runs remained unbeaten, while for India, Prasidh Krishna took 3 wickets. With this victory, Australia have also qualified for the final of ICC World Test Championship 2023-25. They will face South Africa in the final, which is to be held in June this year. Varun Tomar from Indian Army has become the national shooting champion after winning the men's 10-meter air pistol finals of the 67th National Shooting Championship 2024 at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi this morning. Varun's teammate Pradyuman Singh won silver, while Rajasthan's Akash Bharadwaj bagged bronze medal. And now, before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates several developmental projects, including Namo Bharat Corridor between Saibabad and New Ashok Nagar in Delhi. The government says draft digital personal data protection rules aim to create robust framework for protecting digital personal data. Health Ministry says it is keeping a close watch over spread of HMP virus in China. Urges people not to be alarmed but take general precautions. 4 Maoists killed in encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh. And in Test cricket, Australia beat India by 6 wickets in the final match. clinched the Border Gavaskar Trophy 3-1. And with that, we end the morning midday news.